Britain and France might be coming together on another issue as well. Coast Guard officials in both countries are nervous about swimmers trying to cross the English Channel. Every year, about 250 people try to swim the 20 or so miles from Dover, England to Calais, France. Trouble is, they're crossing the world's busiest shipping lane. Some 500 ships transit through the channel every day, and French officials are warning that it's just a matter of time before an accident happens. France already banned swimmers from starting on its side of the waterway, and now it's calling on Britain to ban the crossing in the other direction. Julie Bradshaw is hoping that doesn't happen.
It is the blue ribbon of marathon swimming. As you know, people come from all over the world, and it would be a great shame if anything were to stop it.
Bradshaw's with the British Channel Swimming Association. She swam the channel herself back in 1979. She was just 15 years old then. Her group provides support for channel swimmers, including companion vessels. She admits it is a hazardous crossing, but she says it could be even more so if the ban becomes reality.
Any extreme sport is dangerous, and if it's regulated correctly, like the Channel Swimming Association do, then that danger is considerably reduced. I mean, if it went ahead, people would just still go and swim without authorization, which would mean a lot more danger.
By the way, more than 1,000 swimmers have successfully crossed the English Channel since 1875. Many more have failed, but only 4 deaths have been recorded in that amount of time, and none of them from collisions with ships.